The World This Week. Politics.
Alexei Navalny, Russia's most prominent opposition leader and anti-corruption activist, fell into a coma after being poisoned. He was held for 2 days in a Russian hospital before being released and flown to Germany, where doctors said they thought the poison included cholinesterase inhibitors, an ingredient in some Russian-made military toxins. Kremlin flaks said perhaps he was suffering from low blood sugar. Germany has offered him asylum. Hundreds of thousands of protesters continue to demand the resignation of Alexander Lukashenko, Belarus's dictator, despite facing arrest and torture. Mr. Lukashenko flew by helicopter to a secure location and brandished an AK-47 rifle. Western countries have not recognized a rigged election on August 9th that Mr. Lukashenko won. Phil Hogan, the EU's Commissioner for Trade, resigned after violating COVID-19 social distancing rules while on a trip to his home country of Ireland. Africa was declared free from wild polio after decades of work by governments, volunteers, and global health bodies. Nigeria was the last African country to be given the all clear. The disease is now only found in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There is no cure, but there is a vaccine. The UN Security Council blocked America's effort to restore UN sanctions on Iran, which were lifted as part of a nuclear deal that America ditched in 2018. The rotating president of the council said many members disagreed with America's position. Meanwhile, Iran agreed to grant inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency access to 2 nuclear sites after a months-long standoff. Israeli warplanes bombed targets in Gaza belonging to Hamas, the Islamist group that runs the territory. The strikes were a response to Palestinians launching incendiary balloons towards Israel. There were no reports of casualties. Several pro-democracy activists were arrested in Thailand as student protests raged against the military-backed regime. Facebook obeyed an order to block access to a group with 1 million members that the state claims is rude to the monarchy, a crime in Thailand. In India, Prashant Bhushan, a lawyer, was found guilty of contempt of court for a tweet chiding the Chief Justice for flouting social distancing rules, and another saying courts were abetting the erosion of democracy in India. The ruling on 2 tweets was 108 pages long. A white supremacist who massacred 51 people at 2 mosques in Christchurch was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. It was the first time such a sentence has been handed down in New Zealand. Abu Sayyaf, an insurgent Islamist group in the Philippines, carried out 2 suicide bombings in the city of Jolo, killing 14 people.